This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden urges fellow world leaders to stand up to Russia as the war in Ukraine continues. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At the U.N. General Assembly, the president said Moscow's counting on the world getting tired of the war, which would let Vladimir Putin brutalize Ukraine without consequence.
If we abandon the core principles of the United States to appease an aggressor, can any member state in this body feel confident that they are protected?
The president says the answer is no.
If you allow Ukraine to be carved up, is the independence of any nation secure?
His roughly half-hour address was in part aimed at showing not just the world that he's reestablished U.S. leadership, but also the American people before next year's election, as he pledged to defend democracy for the good of all people.
We will not retreat from the values that make us strong.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The five Americans released by Iran arrive home. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that.
Clapping and cheers in the pre-dawn hours on the tarmac at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, as CMAC Namazi got off the jet first. His brother, Babak Namazi, grateful.
It's amazing. Un-freaking-believable. We're so grateful to be together.
He was held on espionage charges for 8 years.
The nightmare is finally over. I've dreamt about this moment.
The U.S. releasing five Iranians in exchange and unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian oil assets. With restrictions on how it can be used, Republicans and others criticizing that part of the deal. I'm Julie Walker.
Journalists report being ordered out of the Libyan city of Derna Tuesday after floods earlier this month killed many thousands there. This is VOA News. In the U.S., striking auto workers have a warning for automakers. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
We're not messing around, says Sean Fain, the head of the United Auto Workers, who has this pointed message for the big three Detroit automakers.
If we don't make serious progress by noon on Friday, September 22nd, more locals will be called on to stand up and join the strike. That will mark more than a week since our first members walked out.
Right now, the limited strike is targeting plants in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio. Automakers say they're trying to make progress. President Biden is sending two top administration officials to Detroit to meet with both sides. Treasury Secretary Yellen is hoping for a quick resolution, but says it's too soon to gauge the strike's impact on the economy. I'm Rita Foley.
YouTube says Russell Brand will no longer make money from the video streaming site after several women made allegations of sexual assault against the comedian-turned-influencer. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Ellie Tomsett, a senior lecturer in media and communications at Birmingham City University in England, who studies the stand-up circuit, says it comes as no surprise that the shows have been pulled.
I think it was necessary in the wake of any huge allegations. I think the immediate response is, we don't know how this is going to play out. So I think a lot of people would have encouraged him to cancel it.
Tomsett adds, Brand is a product of a live comedy scene that was riddled with misogyny and still is, despite progress made by women and others to diversify the comic landscape.
There's lots of ways that problematic people are recovered within the industry. So there is a template there.
Brand has denied allegations of sexual assault published by three UK media organisations. Charles de la Desma, London.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said authorities were actively pursuing credible allegations linking New Delhi, India's agents to the murder of a Sikh separatist leader, a concern India has dismissed as absurd. The European Union should deal with a surge in migrants by sealing its borders and rejecting any idea of relocating them within the bloc. That's what Poland's ruling party said Tuesday as it takes a tough stance on migration before an election. The ruling nationalist Law and Justice Party is facing a challenge from a far-right party. It said that if they are not returned to power in elections on October 15th, Poland risks being overwhelmed by migrants like the Italian island of Lampedusa, where migrant boats often land after crossing the Mediterranean from the coast of North Africa. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.